Nightingale is here for the experience.
This is my fourth year participating, and it's really been the highlight of, you know, each school year.
Nathan Hicks is here for the robots.
Well, watching the robots compete, I mean, it's a lot of fun sitting up in the bleachers with the hundreds of people out there, and it's just really fun.
And Adonis Miller joined the competition after taking a class in technology.
I fell in love with technology after that.
2, 1, go!
They are among hundreds of U.S. high school students who came to Washington for a technology competition. The annual event is organized by a group called For Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, or FIRST. Each year, students work in teams with mentors on a technology project. The challenge this year was to design and build a robot that can kick a soccer ball into a goal. They had only 6 weeks to do it in.
Everybody's worked hard to be here.
Dean Kamen is the brains behind the competition. He's an inventor, and he founded the organization 21 years ago. His goal was to get kids involved with technology.
I put FIRST together because I realized that, as a lot of serious people do, that the future of this country is going to depend more than ever on the technical expertise of our workforce.
Kamen's events now involve 10% of U.S. high schools and more than 212,000 participants. He says kids in the U.S. are obsessed with sports, and that, he says, is a problem.
And it has crowded out the ability for kids, again, particularly women and minorities, to realize that you're not going to make your money bounce, 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 throw. And whereas there are millions of exciting jobs and careers for kids that develop the muscle hanging between their ears.
The matches show just how much students use their minds to translate new skills into soccer-playing robots. Senator Harry Reid was one of two U.S. lawmakers at the event.
Well, I think it's incredible that we're not here watching a basketball game. We're here watching kids who want to be scientists. There isn't anything we can do with our children that's more important than getting them interested in math and science.
Beyond the long-term opportunities the competition offers, students say it has taught them valuable lessons.
It's really fun to work with more people because you can share when you win, and when you lose, you're not alone.
Leadership, courage, better technology skills.
You know, you work for something for 6 weeks, and at the end you get to come to the competition, show off what you've been doing. The atmosphere here is really fun, and it's been the best time of high school so far.
And the technology events may be especially important for women.
And they score!
Judy Medvedoff is both mentor and chairperson of Allison's team.
And this year we have 12 girls on our team out of the 58. And every year we have more and more and more women on the team. And that's always something that's really great to see.
Dean Kamen is seeking government support for FIRST, but also for his goal, providing opportunities and technology for every child and every school in the country. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.